Van Hollen's office says it will send 50 Department of Justice agents and lawyers to observe the polls throughout the state. Democrats worry their mere presence could scare away legitimate voters. Governor Jim Doyle called the move part of a Republican strategy to raise questions about the validity of the vote. But Government Accountability Board Director Kevin Kennedy says it's not the first time department agents have monitored the polls.
This was done in 2004. In 2004, our office actually trained those individuals on how to be observers, how the process works, so they'd have an understanding of the process.
That was under Democratic Attorney General Peg Lautenschlager. Kennedy says agents from the Attorney General's office have to follow the same rules as anyone else who wants to observe the election. They can't wear uniforms. They have to wear tags that say they're observers, and they can't talk to voters in line. Kennedy says that doesn't mean uniformed officers can't drop in on polling places.
If they're going to be there to observe, they're there to observe. If they're going to be there as law enforcement officers, then they're not observing. They're on call, and they're not going to be stationed at the polling place, but they may be checking in. And this is not unusual for any polling place that the local election official will have law enforcement officers on notice that, hey, you know, if we have a problem, can we give you a call?
Kennedy says the Department of Justice did not ask the Government Accountability Board for any training this year on how to be election observers. The two offices weren't talking for several weeks after Van Hollen sued the board over its voter registration list. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.